Christopher Nixon Opticians on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Now, I've been wearing glasses for well over 30 years, but I've always wondered how life would look through contact lenses. Over the last few weeks, I've been trying them out and have come back to Christopher Nixon Optometrists to meet Mary, who's been wearing contacts for the past few decades.
Yeah, I started off with hard lenses, which felt quite gritty at times. You had to build up getting used to them, starting with an hour a day or something. And then they had to come out every night and be cleaned and then soaked in the soaking solution overnight.
But you were diligent with it, weren't you? You did it according to the rules, didn't you?
Well, I think it's really important. You had to do that.
Yeah.
You only get one pair of eyes.
And, well, the proof is here. We won't say how many years later, but you're still wearing contact lenses today.
Yes, very different ones.
Very different.
Soft ones. Yeah, I think one of the best examples of that was when I was struggling wearing glasses over my contact lenses, and you told me that it was possible to reduce the power in one eye to train that eye to do reading and close work whilst retaining distance vision in the other eye, and that has been great. Because I haven't had to run around the house looking for my glasses.
Do you know, I just want to reassure people, I haven't paid you to say all this, Mary, because it's coming across, you know, very well. But you have been very successful doing this, haven't you? Very successful.
Yes, I think so.
Well, I was just about to ask, as someone who's hoping to switch to them, or at least give them a go, the thing that's always put me off until now is the sticking your finger in your eye, and but how quickly did you get used to doing that?
Quite quickly. I mean, I'd be lying if I said it was instantly comfortable, because you're not. Most people aren't used to doing things with their eyes, putting things into their eyes, and I think it's more a psychological barrier actually than a physical barrier.
Mm.
So you do actually need to get used to that. And occasionally one will go astray and you can have a bit of a sense of panic until you manage to rescue it. But 99% of the time it's very straightforward and very efficient.
And does it make much difference to you day to day?
I suppose I take it completely for granted.
Yeah, you never think about it.
I don't think about, am I wearing contact lenses, am I wearing glasses? What is my vision like? It just is part of my daily routine to put them in the morning, take them out at night.
One thing that people often say when they first get contact lenses is they go to the oven, open the oven, and they're shocked that their glasses don't steam up, because of course they haven't got the glasses on.
Mm.
But that's such a common problem patients have in
I've been wearing them so long now.
You've forgotten that?
Forgotten. Completely taken for granted.
And what about onions as well?
Oh, onions, wonderful. Actually, the onions, because your eyes don't water.
Oh, that's a selling point in itself.
Yes, so many, many years of chopping up onions without my eyes watering.
So I've just popped in to see Giles in his consulting room. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, Patrick.
Now, I wanted to ask you about astigmatism. I hear this word used, but I don't really understand what it is. I'm sure a few other people don't. Just talk us through what it is.
Sure. Okay. So astigmatism is essentially when the eyeball is not perfectly round in shape. So people talk about a rugby ball shape or an egg-shaped eye. They're really referring to the front surface of the eye, the cornea, which, if you don't have astigmatism, is shaped like a football. So the curvature in all directions is the same. If you have an astigmatic cornea, then the corneal shape is more curved in one direction and less curved at 90 degrees, like a rugby ball.
Right, interesting. And that explains a bit more about why Chris has given me this particular prescription to try. He said because of my astigmatism, certain ones aren't suitable, because I'm guessing they don't sit on the eye properly.
That's correct.
And are there some people who can't wear contact lenses at all because of the shape of their eye, or can most people try them?
Generally, nowadays, there's a lens for everybody. In days gone by, there was a limited number of lenses available for astigmatism. And unfortunately, we do still occasionally hear people say, oh, you can't have contact lenses because of your astigmatism. But there are lots of soft lens options, and there are also rigid gas permeable lens options. So in reality, most lenses, most eyes can be fitted, for sure.
Right, well, Chris, whilst you were seeing another patient, you're always very busy, I nipped in to see Giles and ask him about the astigmatism.
Which I
always wondered what it actually is, and he was really good at explaining it. So
he's excellent at explaining things. So what I've, prior to you seeing Giles, I put a pair of lenses into your eyes, which correct not only your long-sightedness, but your astigmatism as well. Now, those lenses have a little sort of tiny little weight on them so that when they're inserted into your eye, they'll actually rotate until the weight's at the bottom, and that corrects your sight really well. Now, you've had the lenses in for about half an hour, 40 minutes. Mm. I have assessed them on the microscope for you, Patrick, and they are orientated correctly. What I've also done is, whilst you're blinking, I didn't tell you, but I was observing the lens to make sure it stayed in that stable position. So I'm confident that this lens is going to sit quietly there all day in the right position, providing you with very crisp distance near vision.
Mm.
So changing your world.
Yes, so they definitely feel more comfortable than when they first went in, and I still feel there's something there, but... you know, that, I suppose that's to be expected, isn't it, really?
Yeah, in some ways it's almost like a changing your shoes. You know, that first time you have that new pair of shoes, it feels a little bit different than you. You soon forget you're even wearing them. Mm. And that's exactly as it is for contact lenses. Perhaps you'll put them in next time yourself.
Yeah, I think I need to get over. That's the next hurdle to get over, I think. So.
Yeah, well... Mm. Hurdle or a little step?
Hmm.
I think it's going to be a hurdle for you, but we'll get you there.
Well, thank you very much. You've got me this far, which, you know, you should be proud of yourself that you've got you've got somebody who's worn glasses since he was 4 years old, finally giving
I've
them
got
a go.
Nervous, so. Patrick Dunlop over the first couple of hurdles. All right, thank you very much for that. See you soon. Take that as a compliment.
Christopher Nixon Opticians on JFM's Health and Wellbeing Show.